Warm thanks, Madam Chair, and warm thanks also for the invitation here. I'm very happy to be here again. For me, it's, I think, also some kind of celebration. I'm fifth time here. And for some personal reasons, I'm also very happy to see this Visegrad cooperation be so strong, alive, and what I have heard, so many interesting stories already here today, this morning. My title is a little bit different than in the program. It's not the action plan on e-government. It's action plan on much more than e-government, e-government included. And even I'm from the Association of Finnish Local and Regional Authorities. I'm here not representing my employer. I'm here as a vice president of Elanet. And what is Elanet? Elanet is created 11 years ago. It's a European network on information society under the umbrella of the Council of the European Municipalities and Regions, CMR. It's in many things inside CMR, in many things outside CMR. We are making information society policy that it's inside CMR, but then we have also this development project. The members of Elanet are National Association of the Local and Regional Authorities, mainly members of CMR, which means that we are working in Elanet also outside the European Union. If I remember right, even Kazakhstan and many other countries are members in CMR. Very important. And the other part of members, they are ICT companies owned mainly by the local and regional authorities or the national associations. A very important task in the work of Elanet is to promote the utilization, full utilization of the benefits of ICT in the local government. And that's also what we are doing with this digital local agenda. And what is digital local agenda, or the main background of the agenda, is to be a strategic instrument that helps every local and regional authority to carry out feasible and sustainable plans regarding e-government, other electronic public services, and support many ways local and regional economy. Create new services in internet through digital local networks built with other service providers and with public-private stakeholders. But it's also one aim is to also establish democratic forms of communication and dialogue with citizens, enterprises, and other community organizations, very wide area. And why? The background of this agenda when we were starting to create it in Elanet some years ago was the implementation of a fast-track strategy to maintain an increment competitiveness in the global market and defend our welfare system, and it's a must in the European Union. It's strongly linked with the strategies and action plans of the European Union, E2010, and it also highlights the facts that in the implementation of E2010 strategy, the local and regional government plays a key role. If I take, for example, my country, alone inside the public government, the local and regional government is employing 80%. The budgets of the municipalities is 80% of the total public government budgets. So state government is somehow in Finland our small brother, I would say. And it's also a common framework like the 2010 digital local agenda, also what we need to work together and make good use of the large number of financial resources allocated by the European Union in the new three framework programs. Agenda works also as our agenda to support similar objectives in developing countries through the process launched in the United Nations Information Society Summits in Lyon for the local government, and in Tunis. This original digital local agenda E2010 was born 2 years ago in our ASCA conference in Krakow in Poland. And there we agreed on 10 points, main points in this on this agenda. You will find the original agenda in that address that is there for the ASCO 2005 conference, as well on the pages of many associations and from the page website of the CMR. It was established later by the Second World Summit of Cities and Local Government in Bilbao, November 2005, as main instrument to fight the digital divide worldwide. It's also adopted by UNITAR, United Nations organizations, and the UN Global Alliance for ICT and Development, the SCADE network or organization, as a part of their working programs with a special emphasis in civil servant training and e-capacity building of administrations to cope with the challenge. It has been worked out by Elanet in the past year very much through different workshops, especially this e-capacity area. And this shall culminate in 2 weeks in the ASCO 2007 conference in Finland in Hämeenlinna, where the relevant methodology will be discussed and we will publish the new version, new updated version of the agenda. ASCO 2007 aims on this area are adopt a declaration support by all European networks. We have all the main similar networks as Elanet also in the organization of this conference. Also, we like to have it also on this on agenda of this conference later, supporting the EU to establish a methodology and roadmap for the implementation of the agenda. Create a new European network of experts with a core group to implement the agenda in the European Union's E2010 framework and timeline. Discuss with the European Commission representatives on how to provide visibility to the E2010 digital local agenda in these three framework programs, having e-government, e-inclusion, e-participation, and e-support to local e-economies as the main drivers of the processes. And establish even stronger cooperation that we have today between these all networks that we have on the European level, Elanet, ERISAN, IANIS, EuroCities, IT for All, e-government society research networks, and their DemoNet projects. And what we expect from the LORIS ISSS conference, we hope that here also these issues will be discussed, a conference debate and relevant actions on the five main priorities, what I am going to present soon, of the digital local agenda set up by ASCO 2007, and that will be the specific themes of the five sessions of our event. Participation in these ASCO sessions of your conference representatives using the mechanisms of planned statements or debate that allows 3-5 minutes to give a position, and also all kind of other contribution is warmly welcome. Support the Digital Local Agenda initiative in your conference conclusions and provide input on the vision of the new EU member states regarding the priorities and the roadmap. And the five ASCO 2007 priorities for this agenda will be, it's only, as I said, there in the original agenda we have 10 priorities and only 5 are on the agenda of the ASCO 2007 conference. First is e-participation in public local decision making of citizens and relevant stakeholders. There will be a special session in ASCO for this, as for all the other points as well, but this is, I think personally, this is very interesting session in the ASCO. E-inclusion is the second point, and there we will have a special session for e-capacity building as we already heard, it's also important in Visegrad countries, this e-capacity building of civil servants. And we have also in Nordic countries similar problems, similar barriers as you have here, that the strategy is missing in many municipalities, strategy, vision of e-government. Broadband access is still an issue, even it should not be anymore. But it's not only on rural areas, it's also in cities, big cities even. Then we have these secure digital local networks, fourth issue. It's this session is especially on the interoperability and standardized services. I would say the main content of the session is seamless services over the borders of the organizations or something like that. And then fourth and last session is on the advanced municipal services in a multi-channel environment. And all these will be also the main points of the new digital local agenda. We hope that we have also your contribution here. You can have the, you can look at this development of the agenda on the ASCA 2007 page. You can send contributions to President of Elanet, to Javier Osandon, or to me. Here are the email addresses. And then today we will have a discussions. Jaroslav knows better, I think, on ASCA 2007, and everybody is warmly welcome there. It's 4:30. Is it? Yes. On the first floor in the meeting room 1. Thank you.